Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We are in the midst of a change, people. You are changing from not having the brown load on to having the brown load on.
Of course.
Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
But it is all change in the UK. If you're listening, I know a lot of people listen around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, but,
maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but like, okay, so the day this podcast comes out, that's when I'm doing my vote, on that Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Well, so it's only election. One day you can do them, yeah, on the Thursday.
You might have done a postal vote.
Yeah.
No, but the actual change part ain't happening until Friday, let's say.
Yeah.
Maybe
Friday morning, early hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So this podcast is one day old, 24 hours from these words being played out for the first day. But it's all happening. Are you? Does it feel like election fever? Because election fever, there's a lot going on. It's like cricket. Mm. There's Euros. Sorry to compare the elections to that. Some people go, oh my God, I can do it. But there's lots of noise in the air.
I think there's more election fever, like build up, than there was Euro fever.
Yeah, definitely. The Euros.
You think so?
Yeah, the Euros kind of snuck up on us a bit.
Yeah.
You know, whereas election, but it's been bubbling. Six weeks, they've been popping up everywhere.
It doesn't feel like 6 weeks.
That
has been bubbling.
Since Rishi announced it. But yeah, because Rishi had to announce it. I think there was an announcement.
It was raining then, it's still raining now.
Yeah, but but in terms of sneakiness, Wimbledon always just sneaks in. You just put the and go, huh?
Do you know what?
What? When did this start?
Wimbledon, they just slid it in. It's like there was no build-up, nothing. Woke up on a Monday. Oh, Wimbledon starts today.
Okay, shall we be the home of stereotypes for a second? Okay,
what's a home of stereotypes?
Well, you know, you're not allowed to stereotype anymore.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you just can't stereotype.
But is this phrase?
Yeah,
home of stereotypes.
Let's be the home of stereotypes, so we can.
Oh,
stereotype.
The home of. What were you thinking? I'm going homo stereotype.
It's not homo. Not homo stereotype.
I'm thinking some sort of new genetic species. You've
like home of stereotypes.
Like Homo sapiens. Yeah, homo stereotypes.
Yeah. That's what I thought you meant.
The home of, meaning home like stereotype. You know, we. I think we are in a position to kind of go. Brown people are right.
Whatever, right. Yeah. Right.
So, what are brown people on average more interested in? The elections, Wimbledon, the Euros. Or India winning the cricket?
That's got to be India, isn't it? It's got to be India.
India in the cricket. Okay, take out India in the cricket because they won it.
Yeah. Then it's the elections.
Then it's elections.
Elections over Wimbledon?
Yeah.
You think the average desi, are you picturing your dads or are you picturing...
No, just brown people.
No, because I'm going to now come back at this and say, I don't think the average person cares about Wimbledon tennis. It's tennis
brown
is
people,
now...
Look, since Sonia Mirza.
No, it used to be.
Yeah.
But
who?
I just think tennis...
Sonia
Mirza. Sonia Mirza.
She's a
India player.
Yeah,
and she played from India
back in the day.
No, but that's all. Like by
when?
I don't know. 70s, 80s.
No, when my gran was alive, I'm talking like
90s. Been around.
I think Asian people cared. I think tennis.
I wasn't on the planet then.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
but tennis has become such a boring sport. I don't think now.
How can you say that?
I think it has been.
Raducanu was good for it.
Everything has improved.
No,
everything
I don't think she was.
She was 16. No, when you get a 16 teen sensation, she was Raducanu.
No. You watch maybe semi-final. Fine. No one cares about this.
Yeah, round. I think it,
no one cares.
When it comes down to the crunch, you're going to watch the
you
bit
might
of the
watch
final.
The final weekend.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
no
semi
one
in the semi
no
in the
one
final.
Cares.
Yeah, final, yeah.
Tennis needs someone to just go. It needs a 2020 version.
I was watching that Alcaraz.
Jagnik.
No.
Pone.
No. Alcaraz. That's his name.
Alcaraz.
I kept saying Alcatraz.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's not his name.
Alcaraz. He's the young,
he's Spanish fella.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah,
he's good.
So he makes exciting. He's not kind of,
Yeah, but no one cares.
You need what? You want like a Jordan to come along? You want like someone's
going
to...
No, I think the game needs some sort of like reform.
No, they're not going to... Oh,
no.
Here we go.
No, we won't have that, kid. You can't put your
player
called
put it in.
No.
He knows what day of the week it is.
If you're, and if we put a clip, if you've ever noticed, if you've ever watched any of the clips on the Brownload Instagram, which side is Kedge sat on the screen? He's on the far right. That's what I'm saying.
No, but can I just say, talking about the fever for election, today I started feeling it. Do you know why? Because guess who came to work?
Nigel Farage.
No. No. The son of the man who used to work in tools.
What? Oh, yeah. The toolmaker's son.
The toolmaker's son.
So, Keir Starmer's son?
No, Keir Starmer.
Oh, you said this. Oh, the son of the man who used to. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I think right. Okay.
Keir Starmer.
Do you know what?
I have to deal with him.
No, but that is the phrase, isn't it?
Like,
if someone says, like, Kedge, I don't know what your dad does, but if you always ram that down our throat, I'm the son of whatever your dad did, then I'd know you as that. Now I know Keir as
the son of the toolmaker.
And Rishi, we've had NHS in our lives for the whole, for all of our lives.
And what did Sadiq Khan say? Son of a bus driver?
Son of a bus driver.
See, everyone's got a strap line. What's your strap line? What's your tagline, Tommy?
Me?
Son of
Big Bill. Big Bill was his nickname. Yeah.
Legend. That sounds like a knuckle.
Legend in the game.
Right.
I don't know. My dad said, son of a shopkeeper. No, but my dad says he invented the lasso dance.
What? Did he actually?
Right.
So What's the lasso dance?
Because I tell you what, I was just thinking there, because they're all bigging up what their dad does. My dad worked for BT for many years, or post office first, then BT. But you know, my dad's rock solid. He's always just been there. You know,
like, Can I just say, if it weren't for Asians in the 80s, working for BT, BT would have been dead.
Exactly. Yeah.
What?
Asians were running Kodak and BT.
Holding it together.
Really?
Yeah.
So it weren't really British Telecom.
No. It was Bally Bally. Telecom. Okay. But no, I remember this weirdly, I don't know how this has just come to my mind, but it was just when, like, it was just before all the R&B explosion of Ride It, and you know, not Ride It, but like the, you know, if you want to go take a ride, I mean, all that.
Oh, Nelly. Nelly, yeah.
That's like 2000s, but, Tommy. That weren't 90s.
Okay, late 90s.
Yeah, but it was before, and I remember it was like mid 90s, and he goes, see this? He's doing a dance move. Isn't it? Because see this?
Yeah.
I call this one the lasso. Oh, he goes, watch. Everyone's going
to
be doing it.
And what the what's happening to the hips?
Soon after.
What's the hips?
Yeah, no, grinding. Like circular motion.
Circular motion. And then the feet are stuck in the one place. Sorry, I just want to describe it to everybody else.
Yeah, I've seen Genuine doing it in one of his films.
And then soon after, Genuine. And they were all going, you know,
Big Bill did that.
And Big Bill, Sandu.
Big Bill inspired Genuine. The lasso. So he did Genuine, Pony, all that.
We need to get him in the video for Pony.
All of that. Like, he's like,
so he was a choreographer for the videos.
I distinctly remember
for P. Diddy and Mace. And
well, listen, he weren't hanging around P. Diddy. He's a good guy. He's a good guy, my dad.
Son of a choreographer.
Son
of a trendsetter. No, but it's funny. That's quite a desi thing to do for politicians, to kind of call out what my bop does. You know, it's like, that's quite.
Yeah. But can I just say, his story of his bop is actually very sad. So, like, he was, you know what? And it's funny. It's, you know, Chris, you know that. He's very good at getting the human side out of people.
Yeah.
And actually, you know what? I thought, well, you know, not that I'm really inclined in any political way, but
what was it like at your regular comprehensive school? you didn't go to one. Yeah. You were around the board. You were around Boris Johnson's nephew.
I was in school with Rishi. But you get a little bit nervous, you know, like you think potentially this guy could be the Prime Minister.
So what do you mean you had to look after him?
Well, so he comes in, obviously, you know, the digital side of things, you know, so we had to make sure that he was all, you know, I had to take his photos, obviously, Senior Kedge has to take over.
Make sure he's all in the frames and stuff correctly.
Framing and all of that.
There a lot of people around him?
Oh my God, about six security guards.
Really?
Yeah, six security guards. And then, they're like, they wanted coffee, all of that kind of nonsense. But they would be staggered. It was interesting to see how the formation of these people are, that they would be staggered along the corridor that he's walked along. So in case if someone's going for him, they've got to take out all these people on the way, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Can I ask a little question? Yeah. Were they wearing big suits?
Big suits?
Yeah.
Like,
because I've heard, right? If you can YouTube these videos. Like, their arms aren't in the sleeves.
Yeah, some fake arms.
Oh,
right?
No. So that they,
because their arms are bent, holding a gun or holding something.
These guys were real. Yeah, they all had moving arms and they all had like quite Hugo Boss suits, tight fitted.
Oh, okay, fine.
One of them was, they were immaculate, like the way his hair was, like he had a big daddy and his hair was up there. Oh, wow, these guys are like, they didn't look, I'll be honest with you though.
Conspiracy would say they're not.
I did think about it, I thought, if I wanted to take them on here,
yeah,
like if I just wanted to go a little bit gung-ho crazy,
yeah,
yeah,
they didn't scare me. Like, they weren't like Shah Rukh Khan's bodyguards.
Yeah, 6 foot
like,
nine.
Yeah, they were tallish, but they didn't like them much. They didn't look like, you know, like some men with the big muscles like really feel that.
They're
suit
not bouncers. These are the different people. These are
maybe, yeah, because have to be like,
these guys are assassins.
Yeah, no, maybe like CCTV almost. So like this.
Nah, but when it comes down to it, they've got,
yeah,
there was a lot of scopage.
No, but they've got when it comes down, if something happens, they got.
But that's what I want to know. Yeah. What moves they had?
Because surely you can't just not that you would. No, it's not your job.
What moves they had?
Yeah.
The lasso.
Yeah. I saw a guy again on TikTok when he said you can grab someone's hand.
Yeah.
And then you hold their wrist or something like that, and then you squeeze
the neck. That to me.
No, and then those three things. Like, he goes, look, you will pass out.
Okay.
And it was canny. He goes, it's the B2 on this, and it's the vein.
Yeah. See, I think they probably know shit like that.
Yeah.
Probably. But yeah, no, it was interesting that he came.
Do you know? Seeing as this comes out on the day of going to do your vote.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're voting for? Do you know who you're voting for?
No, I don't.
Even now, 4 to 3 days to go.
No, yeah. Really? I just don't put my mind to it at all.
How do you?
So what are you going to really do? You get there, you get to the booth. Obviously, you take ID because everyone's got to take ID now.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get there, get to the booth. You got to put a cross in the box.
It's just whatever I feel, I think.
Oh.
I'm going to just like, you know, like I just think of Michael Jackson's song, Can You Feel It? Can You Feel It? And then the cross will go down into the thing.
You know. If you are voting in the Northwest London area and you hear a guy in the booth next to you going to go, Can You Feel It?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, do you know what you should do? Jab him with your pencil.
Yeah, can you feel this?
Yeah. Yeah. Shut up.
But you just said the key thing there, jab him with the pencil. How weird is it that we still use a pencil in 2024 to vote?
That is strange.
Don't you think that's so dodge?
Yeah. If you were inventing a dodge set of rules, you go, no, put it on a pencil. And you go, that was a corrupt country, you'd go, shh, don't worry about it.
But so what if I take a pen?
No, you're not. You have to use what they give you.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's a pencil. In 2024, okay, so no,
then I think then the solution is you proper do it somewhere.
Gusset.
Kiss such grit his teeth.
Yeah, proper.
What's the word in Punjabi?
Gaske. Oh, no, that's rub it. But what
a bit of Jordan. Put a bit of
Jordan. Jordan. Yeah, you're right. Jordan. Yeah.
Like, don't just go in there and, you know, like, it's kind of stroke.
Flimsy one.
Yeah, don't give it a flimsy. You got a proper, you know, like, as if you're a caveman writing.
When you were at school and you were doing your neatest handwriting and you'd press down a little bit harder.
And it breaks it.
Well, no, then you misspell something, but then when you got to rub it out, it doesn't quite rub it out.
Oh, it's already indented in the paper.
Just make sure it ain't rubbing out.
No, okay.
I think that's
dodge, isn't
it? And also, I think if you're in the same position as Kedge today, on the day that you're listening to this podcast and you're going to vote later, go and do the test. You know, there's a test available.
Is there?
It's like one of these government sort
of things. Oh, like a BuzzFeed kind of questionnaire thing.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a questionnaire thing. It kind of gives you options of the things that sort of matter to you. In those sections, they have maybe about 4 or 5 questions to kind of... So you get a general outline of...
Like, questions would be like, what mode of transport do you prefer? Boats?
No,
trains?
It wasn't that. It was more stuff like, just stuff like...
Do you think there's too many darkies in the country?
No, it wasn't quite as...
Where would you go on holiday? Rwanda? Yeah. Sudan. Yeah.
Do you think people of colour smell worse?
But
than
I'm just saying, there was a bunch of questions.
Yeah,
you fill them all out,
yeah,
and then it gives you a pie chart and tells you where you're sort of,
what percentage racist you are.
It's not racist. It's just
you get a little bit of Labour, Conservative.
Yeah, that's what
green percentage. Yeah, whatever.
It's worth doing.
How was your chart?
I did it.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh wow! Which means it surprised you.
It did surprise me.
So therefore, you're not Labour or Conservative, which means you're either like Green and you want to save the planet. Highly unlikely.
Or
you're Reform and you hate everyone and you want everyone to get out of your face. I don't know, people, if you've been listening to the podcast, which one do you think
Satch
is?
Which one do you think Satch is?
Listen, I respect your right to privacy, so let's not have that. But what can I...
All I'm saying is it's worth doing. If you're stuck,
just a little
bit
confused.
Do it. You know, it just makes you think, oh, maybe, yeah, okay, cool. That is my angle or whatever it is. Yeah.
Or I tell you what, it might also open you up to the different things to consider when making a decision.
Yeah.
Because they always said with Brexit, people just didn't know the full story.
Yeah.
You thought you were voting for something, it wasn't that, it was never going to be that.
You were voting for the slogan.
But people are frustrated and it's all weird, it's weird times, and Trump's kind of going, looks like he's going to get in. That's going to be a right, you know, on the right thing. You got France as well.
Will it be hung, do you reckon?
Well, who would Keir Starmer hung? Could you not tell?
I couldn't tell. His suit was tight, but it was not tight enough. But it was. Do you think I'm hearing that it could be this hung parliament business?
Yeah,
you like a little hung parliament.
Yeah, it just
don't
adds
you?
A little bit of like jeopardy, doesn't it?
You know what? If you and I, let's say we're opposition leaders, yeah, but knowing our characters,
yeah,
if we got elected and like, to work together,
yeah,
I'd be like, "Oi, kid," you'd be like, "What?" Oh, we're hung. And we do a high five. And like, yeah, boy. Everyone.
Are you and going then, we have to, then we have to convince Satch. Which one are you going to hang with more?
No. We're hung. You neither hung, of you. You want to hang with me?
Neither of you.
No, you would have to. We're your only choice.
But the state of the way. I mean, look, let's not talk about too much about politics. Because, you know, we're not big into it. But I do want to say this. And what I did think about is the sort of the feeling you're getting from the nation at the moment is, who do we really vote for? You know, we're peed off with this, we're peed off with them, blah, blah, blah. All of this kind of stuff. You know what I thought? If I'd thought about it, I reckon...
Here we go. I know what he's going to say.
If I just like got together and just gone, Kedge is going to run for you know...
Northwest sort of, candidate.
Exactly. And some sort of like, you know, party and you just come up with some ideas and all of this, which is just literally just being happy, having loads of friends, lowering the booze a little bit, and just everyone having a good time. Right?
That's Kedge's policies.
Yeah. Brilliant. And I just think you could be elected.
Okay. Obviously, being the egomaniac that I am, Kedge, right?
Well, no, we both are.
I've thought about this a lot, right?
You both are, yeah. Okay. That, you definitely both are.
I didn't say I'm with you, and I wanted to hear what you... So basically what you're saying from that is you think you could run...
I just think that
as
it's...
...as Prime Minister or President or something like that?
Yeah, because it's in such a mess.
But particularly in America, because...
But anywhere.
No, I know anywhere. You have to know politics. But in America, I feel like they vote and they are basing it more on the big lines, the big slogans, the commercial side of selling, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas here, you still need to know policy, stats, facts, numbers. How much does it cost to feed a family?
Well,
what do you get on benefit?
But you say that. Yeah. But what if, and this is why, what if someone did actually sell it and go for it just on being a nice human being and just their story?
I think...
Because
I think
everyone at the moment, like Rishi and Keir, they're too busy shouting at each other over and coming at you because, oh, Tommy said this, I'm going to say this. But what if he just got, well, let Rishi just shout and I'm just going to talk about me and what I, you know, how I feel about things. Yeah. I just think it's a time in the world where you've got to do something different.
It's not that. Okay, right. Now, I perform on stages, right? Yeah, so we do that all the time.
Here we go.
You do solo shows for an hour. You've got to engage people's attention, right?
Right.
And so far, may I just say, Tommy Sandu Live is working quite well, right? Mm. And people have enjoyed the shows, and I think when I do it, then when I see Biden get up,
and
we get sent these videos, and in the videos, people who have sent it to me in the WhatsApp groups and whatever will go, oh my God, is this the best this world has to offer? Is this the best we've got?
There you go.
Like, you know, you got Trump versus him. You got a Bunda who's literally losing his marbles in front of you. Bajada, he's like 900 years old, so it's not his fault, right? And then you got Trump, who happens to be quite copus mentis, considering he's quite Buddha as well. It's going to happen to him.
Yeah, but he's sharp.
Yeah, he is sharp, right? And whatever he's doing...
He's sharp. Right? The business brain is still there.
Yeah, exactly, right? Well, sharp enough, but I bet, you know... I'm like, why isn't there a 40, 50, 60-year-old guy?
30.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, but I don't think young people want to get into politics.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Because politics isn't running the country anymore. It's politics. It's dealing with the politics and the bullcrappy of it all. So I do think, let me get up. And I think sometimes I think about running for mayor. Right? Like I go, you know what? And I'm sorry.
I'll look after comms for you.
I'm not going to call out people. I've met quite a few mayors. As you know, they even message me, some of these, you know, nominees.
Yeah.
And I hear them speak in public and I go, you know what it is? I speak in public 5 nights a week.
Oh, bro, they can't speak.
No, but Tommy, that's not the full job, speaking
I know
in public.
It's not. No, but that's a start.
Tommy, that's a start.
The speaking.
No, that's not a start.
No, listen.
I'm sorry. I play football in the park.
Does that mean I'm a professional footballer? No, I'll tell you what. It does. If it means you're banging goals in the park
all day long. It doesn't. What? I'm banging goals in my five-a-side team on a Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a professional footballer.
You could be.
No, you're not.
But there's a chance. Head and shoulders. Particularly if you're banging in goals on a Thursday night in wherever you are, right, five-a-side, and the Premier League guys are all missing their shots. You're going, hang on a minute. I'm better than that.
No, Tommy. I think you've lost the plot. There's no way. No. And do you know what?
I don't think that's the comparison. But I think what Tommy is saying...
Help me out, communication.
But I think the fact is, and you know, we've all been in the media industry for a long time now, right? We've come across a lot of Asian people who've got to face the audience and speak. And not just Asian.
No, just generally.
All right, yeah, true. But I just feel like there's a lot of people who don't have the skill to talk to people. Right. Tommy is absolutely right.
No,
that.
But that's not the only.
No, but
can
the,
I
but
just
it's
say?
So important.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Wait.
Objection, Your Honor.
Go on.
This guy can't even plan a journey into Earlsport on a Sunday to have dinner. Yeah.
I can't defend that.
But there you go. So I'm sorry, but
I think speaking is so important now.
I get that. That's got to be one of the qualities.
And that's why Obama was half in. Because
he can't open his phone and plan a journey. That's a problem
for
me.
No.
I won't vote for it.
There was more complications. What I mean is, speaking
you're a
in
blagger.
Public,
you're just a blagger like everyone else then.
Yes, but so are they. And that's what I realised. Boris is a liar. Rishi lost all of his messages as well. I wonder what happened there with your WhatsApp.
What? WhatsApp messages? He lost them all.
How did you do that? Imagine if we lost all our WhatsApp messages. We wouldn't lose our jobs. That's what it was, right? So the fact is, and I'm like, you know when you're sitting at home having lost your job
because of WhatsApp,
and then do you see them kind of go, oh, but I don't know, what's the change?
How many times have you been to a wedding and someone's got to step up, do the wedding speech, right. You've got the DJ who can't speak on the microphone, all of this thing, and you're just like,
shut up.
My God, why can't you just speak like normally,
control freak,
clearly, and you know, just
we were somewhere,
proper.
We were somewhere, I'm with Milo, we were watching a show, and Mrs. and Logan as well, and there was the local mayor from that town, got up to speak, and Milo goes, Dad, she's not very good, is she? I went, no, she's not. As a speaker.
Yeah, but I get,
said,
but, I get
I said,
that.
But she's, you know, she cares about the people and that's why she's there. She's been voting for a reason. But even he went, what's wrong?
Milo called it.
Milo, at 11 years old, went, what's up with the way she's speaking? Like, why can't... Because he's looking, thinking like a teacher, like a person of authority, you should be able to speak. But people just can't. My point is, it's a big part of it, Osach. That's what I'm saying.
I get, no, okay, it is a big part of it, but I still think you've got to have all the other stuff to go with it as well.
Yeah, no.
But can I just say... Whoever goes into politics,
it's also dead.
And I'm gonna say it. Whoever goes into politics is a weirdo.
Oh,
something's not right with them.
Oh, that's deep.
Okay, I tell you why I'll echo that.
Oh, you're on my side. No, honestly, because I'll tell you why. Like, can I give you my reason?
Why? Yeah, go on. Let me hear
the reason is because I think, you know, like normal folk, we've got stuff to do. Get on with life.
Yeah.
Want to, you know, do well in our...
Put a bins out. Yeah,
and, you know, I want to do well in my career and all of that kind of stuff. Like, I've got loads of aspirations and things that I want to do.
I want to achieve, yeah.
I think when you're a politician, like, and I think, you know, people that have those kind of normal kind of lives where they just... they don't want to do stuff like what politicians do.
Like, they want to change the world.
Yeah.
They want to change policy.
They're there to improve the country, sir.
No, I don't think they are necessarily. I think it's more for them. Than to do something a bit.
Right.
Yeah. Normal people are just like, I just want to get on with my day and crack on. Be
but
good
you,
at
but
what
you
I do.
You do need people like that, though, in the world.
Right.
You need leaders.
But if you're going to genuinely do it for other people, great. But I don't think anyone does.
But that's why so many politicians are like egomaniacs. A lot of them cheat.
Yeah.
Control power.
Lie. You know, and it's all about... But then that's the world they're from. From kind of... What's the word? We're not cajoling. When you've got to kind of lobbying people, influencing people, phrasing things a certain way, you know, framing things a certain way. All that is politics. But that's
basically influencers now, isn't it?
Well, in a way. Well,
that's the new politician.
Do you know about this year, this election, they're going... There's loads of under 16-year-olds, people who aren't old enough to vote, and even under 16, who are being pulled into the election debate. So they're going up on their social media feeds and saying stuff at 14, 15, 16, knowing 18, 19, 20-year-olds are following them.
Mm.
So they are using them. Younger people to get them.
I think like one of the Sideman lot is running for position as well.
Oh, maybe. But the reason why I say this, so I was elected president of my students' union.
Of course you were.
And what I remember around, because I did it really, if I'm really honest, partly for the ego, right, because I was a big personality. I wanted fame. And I thought, that's really why I became a DJ, because everybody look at me. Everybody look at me, I want to be president.
But that's that's not one of the reasons why I was a DJ.
No, I know, you're very good at your music, right? But I also...
He's not very good, but he wanted...
I don't want no one to see.
But he blagged it, I don't want to know him.
And guess what? I was at, you know, I was at good clubs.
Of course you were.
But that was all based on personality. My wife
zero
said,
skills, vibes only.
My wife said it, but after about 2-3 years of marriage, right, she goes, you know what? You just have winged your way through everything.
Wow.
And that was while I was on the radio and all that.
Wing.
And I went, nah, I think there's a bit of thought and stuff that goes
with it.
But she doesn't see the talent. She doesn't like me very much. Right. So, but my point is, around me were people that, if I'm honest, okay, I'm going to say student unions, a bit like, oh man, I'm going to so get done with this, like government companies that, you know, working for, and my sisters work for government, councils.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Right? But they, because, and the BBC.
Yeah.
Because they're so protected, like politics, you know, everyone has an opinion, everyone has a say. And actually, there's a whole part of the world that doesn't work like that. Commercial world, shut up. You shut up and you get on with it. You just do as you're told. Yeah, agree. Oh, okay, fine, I ain't going to say. You know, but politics, BBC, government, councils, all that, charities, they're a safe haven for weirdos.
Yes.
They're a safe haven.
Yes. I'm just going to, BBC, full of them.
Yeah. But not all, and I'm going to say, look, I'm not going to say, because we were sat by them, it's not like we're being bitter.
There's
a lot of wicked people there.
There's
a lot of creative people and all that, and great people, but it's also a safe haven.
I worked there and I left there.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, you did.
Because it was full of weirdos.
Can I just say, if anyone who doesn't know this is hilarious. He left, then was called in for the investigation and then told he won't be allowed back. And I've already left.
No, but it was like, I left anyway because I only came back to work with you guys and that's all I was doing. But I'd left.
It's like an ex-girlfriend kind of going, ring you down and go, well, can you meet me? All right, yeah, okay, yeah, what's up? We can't work together. We're not going to go out anymore, wait. We're already broken up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you for letting me know. I'll see you later.
But talking about, you know, having a good team around you and everything like that, it was a weekend full of having good teams around you and having a rubbish team around you. And I think, you know, we've got to obviously mention that India are the new... Are the new T20 World Cup?
I thought you'd be in your India tops.
No, I've done it. Mine are all in the wash now. I've gone through about three of them. But
hold on a minute. Let me just ask Satch, just picture what Kedge's body went through.
Yeah,
just go through via, three
Dokla.
Yeah. Yeah, all of it.
Chutney.
All of that. Oh, Mogo, everything. Mogo, it was all flying, everything.
Down his top. But you know, a bit of vom at the end of the night as well.
No vom. But
can you imagine if the world ended then and the only thing left for aliens to find was that top? They go, wow. They stored all their nutrients and food in the pheromones.
but you know,
other people's
did you guys watch
body
the game?
Juices?
Did you guys enjoy it? Did you watch it? Where did you watch it? No?
I watched it.
Where?
I heard it.
You heard it.
You heard it. Guys, the biggest game.
I know, but...
You heard it.
Bro.
We ain't in the war anymore, mate.
So the game started at 3:30, right?
Yeah.
I had to be in Solihull for a show at 7:30.
Oh,
so
Tommy.
I drove up at 2.
You're listening to it.
I listened to the first half an hour, and then I'll get to a pub and I'll watch it. And then we were just setting things up and things were running over and then we just had it on the radio. One of them ones.
I watched it. Yeah. While I was at a concert.
Oh, what concert did you go to?
I went to Burner Boy, obviously.
Oh,
I said it last
Burner
week.
Boy.
So it was funny that the game ended about 7:30, 7:45.
No, I tell you exactly when it ended. It ended at 7:31.
Oh,
yeah. Tell you why. Yes. Because our show was due to start at 7:30. We had the tech guys from the theatre, Core Theatre, saying, ready to go? And we went, it's 2 balls left. It was the impossible that they had to get in those 2 balls. You know, let's just
watch it and then we go.
I went in it. And then while we stood at the back of the, literally behind the screens, it was me, the singers that I'm performing with and the dancers, they're all gathered around my phone. Yeah. It was so old school. It was really nice actually because you just listening.
Intimate.
Yeah. Oh, you were listening, not even watching.
No, we didn't do no dodgy stream or nothing like that. No one had it.
What's that?
Well, I don't know. Don't worry about it. A dodgy stream. That's, I was going to think of a river in India, but I can't think of one.
We got one in Bushy. There's a dodgy stream in Bushy.
Oh, I have to mention something, bro. Remember that.
Okay.
Come out of dodgy streams. Right? But we're all gathered around. It felt old school when you see everyone gathered around the wireless, you know, like that.
So what were you listening on? Five Live?
Yeah. And then there was we went, right? When everyone cheered when they won. Yeah. And people in the audience from the other side of the screen, because they cheered. So people must have been following as well. And then, bam, we're into a Bollywood Time Machine show.
Nice.
We had the best night ever.
Love it.
There was a buzz in the air. The whole show is great.
So I basically had it on at the concert. I went to the London Stadium.
Yeah.
Watching it on my phone on the older app.
Yeah.
And?
For the Dajigo Chokro.
For Burner Boy. There was a DJ on playing in the background. So kind of warming up. And I was just sat there watching it. And it was, do you know what? It was exciting. And I'm sorry, 30 balls, 30 runs.
They bowled it.
I could have put my house on South Africa winning.
Everyone, all the Indians went quiet
so
in the pub
for
a bit.
It was like,
but then what a catch.
Surprising.
I mean, you probably didn't see it. You must have heard it. But the catch.
But we heard all about it and then quickly went onto Twitter.
Of course.
To see it.
Yeah.
And some people even say now that he touched the boundary and things like that.
No.
He didn't.
No.
South Africans. I saw a South African.
But anyway, loads of, you know, great.
And then we had the brilliance of India.
Yeah.
And then the next day, you're all like hyped because you think, oh, we're going to see the brilliance of England finally.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
My God.
Well,
And then you watch Georgia, that small country, who, like, you know, absolutely first tournament, know nothing about football hardly. And they gave it a go against Spain and they were winning 1-0. And you think, in England, we got £100 billion worth of talent there. And Gareth Southgate,
poor,
keep squeezing those square pegs in round holes. Yeah. Keep doing it. Keep doing
Saka
it.
Saka, do you know what? I'm sorry, I don't know much about football. But
no, but he was right back, left back, right wing back. He's three positions. He's still before us.
Can I just say, like, all right, I'm glad England are through to the next round.
Yeah,
right.
So
but I'm annoyed that I got to watch 90 minutes of it again on Saturday.
No, I'm looking forward to
it. Why are you looking forward to it?
Okay,
bro, it was a waste of an hour and a half the other day.
Yeah, it's
the
360
first two,
minutes
the first
so
two
far.
England games I've missed because of work.
So that's why you can't speak.
India final, yeah. I missed because of work. And tennis, forget it. I don't even know who's playing, right?
Right.
So
Boris Becker.
So this all of a sudden, and I was at rehearsals for this Bollywood Odyssey play that I'm doing at the Beck Theatre. It's going to run from like the 13th to the 21st, 22nd. Just go look it up. Beck Theatre, Bollywood Odyssey. It's going to be great.
I'm DJing.
10 days of it, right? Yeah, and Sachi's DJing on the 13th. Actually, is that the opening night? That's the opening night, the Saturday night. He's doing the after party. So, and that's what I'm now telling my wife and my sisters and all that to come
along.
Oh,
so everyone's coming out. Kedge, you coming?
Come to that one, Kedge.
What's that?
The 13th.
What day is that? Saturday?
Saturday the 13th. Done deal. Pakka.
All right.
Hogi gal. So I'm at the rehearsals for that. And then the rehearsals ended on time. They went, all right, yeah. And they went like, all right, everyone can get home for the football. I legged it home.
Yeah.
I lay on the sofa.
Yeah.
And I put on the... So I didn't care that England were that bad. I know you're saying that they were.
Okay. No,
I
but
was happy
yeah.
to be living the
I'm a bit annoyed that... I've got to watch that again on Saturday.
Okay. Like, well, it's going to happen. But tell us about Burner Boy, Saj. Because every Asian person on Instagram,
you know,
who I'm following, was there.
It seemed like it. There was a lot of Asian people there.
Was it? Did it feel like that in the crowd?
Yeah, it was.
Really?
Like, when I was walking to the stadium and stuff, it was literally... It was, I would say... A good split of a third. So
really?
White people,
okay,
people and black people.
He does, you know,
straight
a lot
down
of
the middle.
People,
I'm going to say it. I'm going to call it.
Go on.
I'm going to make my cultural observation.
Here we go.
Okay.
We got money.
Who?
We got brown people are doing well. They're going to concerts.
They're expensive tickets.
They're
expensive,
exactly.
Yeah.
They're going to concerts. And they're going to Burna Boy. I've been there when they sold out Kumara Sanu. I've been there when they sold out Sonu Nigam.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm saying they're the brown pound is something to be proud of.
Yeah.
And I am proud of it.
As long as there's a toilet and shower there.
Oh, God's sake, Kedge. You always got to bring it back.
Yeah. No, because you ain't going to see that brown pound in Glasgow that much.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're not.
I thought you were saying, oh, you're going to have toilets.
Yeah, no, so back to the concert. Right. Do you know what? It was good.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't, I wasn't wowed
last,
by
last.
It.
Where was
Did
it?
Get
what,
that?
What was the venue?
It was here, around the corner from here. West Ham.
West Ham.
Oh, was it
London
Stadium?
Yeah,
London Stadium.
Which is a big stadium.
Big stadium.
Because when I saw it, what's in the weekend there, that was a visual spectacular. So was this not
Yeah, no,
visual?
So like...
It looked good, Saj, from the Insta.
The stage and stuff looked good. Like, the production was good. But do you know what it is with him? No, it weren't even him. Number one, it was in a stadium. I think you've got to be a certain caliber of artist to get an atmosphere in a stadium.
Correct.
Compared to an arena.
Correct.
So number one, that was an
issue.
It's
very open.
It's very open. And the other thing was, it started at about sort of 8 o'clock.
Right.
It's daylight. So
yeah.
You can't get the party atmosphere you want until about 10 o'clock.
Well,
you see what I mean?
As the night falls.
It got better.
It got better.
I'd say the final third or quarter of the night.
Right.
Bang on, and he'd done all of his bangers like towards the end, like so he kind of got that right. But there was a lot of songs, and a lot of people said this. There's a lot of songs that people didn't know, even though they were Burna Boy fans.
Burna Boy
just
fans,
like, yeah. They were just
okay.
Like, I didn't really know this. So.
Did he? Because at Glasgow, he did that. He premiered that other like reggae tune. Like Bob Marley, you done a little remix.
Oh, was it?
Did you not do that one? Okay, because Glasgow. I don't know if anyone saw any bits
of Glasgow.
I haven't seen this before.
Oh, God, that. Have we even said that happened this weekend as
Yeah,
well?
So Glasgow happened this weekend, and there's some big moments. Dua Lipa was there.
Yep, she was the big thing.
I really enjoyed her set. I was
seeing her.
I think that is one of the best performances I've seen in a while.
Well,
it was really good.
Why?
Do you know what? Everything was just spot on. Her singing.
You could tell it was really choreographed.
Yeah, it was. Do you know, everything was just done correct. Yeah, slick.
Yeah, there was a whole journey through it as well.
Very good.
And I watched a lot of it.
A bit like the Taylor Swift kind of performance?
You can't compare it. Taylor Swift is like up there.
But
like,
Taylor Swift is slick too.
No, but this was very... Do you know, like, it was stuff like... I think it was one of her songs she did, and she did like a mashup of it with that bicep tune.
Yeah, I love that tune.
New Rules. She mashed up with that. Yeah. And honestly, I was listening to it, and I was like, this sounds... incredible.
You know what? That would sound great in those speakers. Those sound... I was thinking about
watch
that.
It. Watch your performance.
Okay.
Honestly, it's really good.
Because I love bicep glue. It's a house.
And it was just good. And then obviously the next day, Coldplay, Saturday.
Right. Coldplay, I saw that.
You know what? Coldplay. I think Asians are okay with Coldplay.
But a lot of
English people don't like him.
They want to slag him off. I don't know what it is.
All the time. They get really sort of, they get it in the neck.
What? I didn't know that was a thing, bro.
It's a thing. They just, oh, it's just average middle class white people making white music. And I'm just like, not really. I think he seems to unite a lot of people.
Chris Martin seems so jungle.
He's been to India. He's connected. But he's connected. He's done tunes with BTS. He's done it with, you know, like, what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's a real global pop star.
Global pop star. Yeah. And for me, and I don't know if you saw it, but when he brought out Michael J. Fox.
Bruv, he's emotional.
Oh, mate.
Firstly, he does a little rhyme for him. He goes, because he does, he's done this before, like when he's brought a kid on stage, he goes, "Little Ralph, I'm glad you chose this concert. I know you could have been at Taylor Swift or something like that, whatever, right? Yeah. Or Ed Sheeran, you know, and I'm not as cool as them." And they're not, he does little tunes for people. And then he did this whole thing about, "This guy totally rocks." Yeah. "Ladies and gentlemen, Michael J. Fox." Oh. And they bring him out. And obviously he's got Parkinson's. He's in a wheelchair.
What a moment.
But Michael J. Fox is like our guy. You know, he is my childhood. He's everything. So, and he has that little moment, with him. And he's like, rocking around. And then he goes, and to the start of... one of the songs, right? One of the Coldplay songs. He's going, "Go, Johnny, go, go, go." So he's singing the thing that Michael J. Fox sung in Back to the Future.
Yes.
Honestly, it was really good. And yeah, you're right. The article that I read said, "Dua Lipa rocks it and why Coldplay fell short."
Yeah, I think they're a bit harsh on Coldplay.
And to see the crowd at Coldplay as well, packed. Compared to the other nights,
If you were at Glastonbury, you would all gravitate towards that area and go, "Look, we've got to see Coldplay."
And just
very quickly, talking about stars, Hollywood stars making a cameo, Michael J. Fox.
Tom.
Gerard Butler. Gerard Butler was in a Godfather.
Yeah.
With his beard. He didn't just grow the beard, especially for the Godfather. But like with a Romal on and everything. Yeah. He was there and there was some other guy with him who's obviously from the Godfather. Yeah. And he went, "You never know who you're going to bump into." So I did a bit of a search. I'm like, why?
Why?
Yeah. Why is he at Godfather? Yeah. Like, is he not that.
Is he converted?
Yeah, it's not a conversion. No. And then I went, Gerard Butler, and it's not in any of the mainstream news. The only thing that comes up is this one singer guy's Twitter feed who took the picture.
Maybe it's fake.
Right. And you would have thought the mainstream press would have gone, Gerard Butler seen at a UK Sikh temple. But then basically, genuinely, so it's a bit of a crap investigation. This is why I'm not a journalist. Nothing. Came up with nothing. But I found a video of him in India because I said, Gerard Butler, Indian connection, whatever. Right? And he was talking about when he went to Varanasi.
Okay.
And he goes, "I meditate by the river. That's what I'm about, the river. That's what I'm about." He goes, "I meditate by the river." He goes, "I really find immense peace in meditating and chilling." And he loves India and he loves Varanasi. And then he's at the Godfather. So I just thought, you know what? He's into it. I've all rated.
Okay,
fine. He's into the culture.
All right. Well, yeah. So
you're not. Why? What's the matter? No. You're not buying it?
No, everyone's into it. Everyone's into that. Anyway. Talking of how you said that, you know, he was spotted there.
Yeah.
Right? Soon, you might see some paparazzi and some articles being written about how Sachi was spotted at probably another massive British summer festival.
Oh, yeah, I know where I'm going to be spotted.
Sachi's going to be at Sachi, are you playing a festival?
So, you know, we've been talking about it, and I think I need to bring this to everyone's attention. But you know, like we've always spoken about Kej. Oh yeah, Kej, he's banging on about his garage. What was it, the Bangra garage rave and brunch? And yo, Kej, you should do this, and you just chat.
A lot of talk.
You know, you've got to do this and do that. And I was like, yeah, it'll happen. And you know, you got to find the right people. Guess what? So
you're doing it.
What is happening?
Where? What? You're putting on a Bangra garage rave.
I'm putting on a rave. We're doing the closing party.
Who's we?
Me.
His organizer at Kedge Productions
has basically managed to organize, and we are going to basically create the closing party. I am curating the closing party at Latitude Festival 2024, which includes DJs, DJ Sachi, DJ Jex Climax.
Yeah, stick to what you know.
Yeah. It's going to have Jazz Dami coming down.
Yeah.
We've got Beats by Lions.
Hold on, stop, rewind back. Before you, before you promote your stage legend, what in the fresh immigrant representation mix up positive stereo, what do they call it? Positive discrimination.
Yeah.
What's going on here? How's this come about? And why has this been put on you?
So I kind of took the lead on it, really. I just thought...
No, what? Stop. That doesn't make sense.
No, but hold on. You let me start.
I'll tell you what happened. Go he on. Did that. He went and knocked on someone's door.
On Latitude's door. Right. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get done. That's
yeah.
why I knocked.
Yeah. I knocked on Latitude's door like probably what feels like 18 months ago now, but it wasn't. It was only about 4 months ago.
Right.
And I said, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
I said, let's do something. And they were like, they'd already announced.
Is this in association with Virgin?
No.
This is just, let's do something Kedge Productions.
Let's do something Kedge Productions.
Good on you, Kedge.
So, I
shouldn't really say this. I know you love your job at Virgin, but you would be best on your own. Because.
Oh, here we go.
No, like, you would be more
yeah,
free.
Yeah, you would be. You know, leave the brown.
Let me tell you something.
Leave the podcast.
Let me
call. Okay. I'm happy
no,
to
no,
get
no,
cut.
No, no,
we'll
no,
cut
not
him.
Like that. Not
get
like
rid of him. Better on his own.
You know me. I'm the Satch. I very much enjoy cussing Kedge. Yes. Right? But I always talk about you as a producer.
Yeah.
And I go, what you do is you set people free. You know, like you came to me and you went, do this, do that. And you kind of, you push me to go out on a limb as a presenter.
Yes.
A bit more. You're like, trust your instinct. You'll be fine. You don't need a script.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And it's like, and it's the same with comedy. When my promoter went, just give it a go. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, really? It's a bit cringy.
But look at you now.
Something comes out, right?
Yeah.
And in the same way, I'm saying it to you. Like you.
Something comes out.
You know, it's good to work for Virgin. It's great to work for the BBC and Amazon or anything like big companies like Sony, whatever.
Yeah.
But. I think you start, if this is a start of Kedge Productions, I think that would be the best thing.
We don't know. There is no official cover.
Okay. So, you know, it might shut down after this.
You contact the promoter and you go, let's do this.
But you know what it is? It's hard because basically, initially it was through, and I'm going to tell you this because you'll know this and you'll understand it. Initially it's through other people who I've told what I want to do and then it gets translated through different English people who don't understand what we're trying to do. So therefore,
they've never seen it.
Yeah. So
it's
so
going
the passion
through a chain.
And, yeah. So the passion and all that has been diluted. Yeah. So by the time it gets to you, you're like, oh, all right. Yeah.
He wants to come with a harmonium on stage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's why it took so long and no one was getting it. And then until I found the main lady, actually, who's running things.
Of Latitude.
And I...
Is her name Lata?
No,
it would be great if
Lata,
it was.
God, yeah, Lata of Latitude.
If Lata was in a mood, Latitude.
Latitude.
You should do a tribute to her on the whole event.
10 minutes. The whole festival needs to just have Lata songs.
Yeah.
But when I had to give her, and you know, like,
and you should roll up your trousers and show your Lata.
Absolutely, get your Latas out. Yeah. But you know, when you like you're on a time limit, and literally, I could feel I've got 2 minutes to sell my dream to this woman and understand it.
Yeah.
And I went, brrr, blah, blah, and she went,
oh, well, you start making Punjabi noises. Why?
But she went, okay, Kedge, you can take a breath now, she said, Kedge. Yeah. She goes, I love it.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay, fine. Do I have to go more? And then she was like, no, shut up.
What am I going to do with that, like, 3 a.m. slot on a Sunday? What am I going to
do? Exactly. We are closing that party, baby. Yeah. So basically, but she was like, I said, we can be the headline news. I said, this year, let's go small, because obviously we haven't got time to do it all and everything. Mm-hmm. I said, but if you guys like it, she goes, I'm sure we will. She goes, next year, maybe give me a day, maybe give me the whole, you know, like a whole festival where we can have a tent for ourselves. It's going to be, so they've given me like one of the main areas, and these boys are going to tear it up. So festivals galore, right. there's all of that kind of stuff as well. And then obviously, like I did mention that, you know, at festivals, the toilets become the massive issue, doesn't it? Because obviously that is the big thing. How many people have you seen on Instagram who are talking about?
I wanted to ask you about this, Tommy.
Huh?
You go and watch West Ham play a lot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know that walkway where you go between sort of Westfield and to the stadium?
Oh, yeah,
the massive bridge thing?
Yeah.
I know it's loads of porter cabin loos. Is that normal?
No,
probably on match days.
They might just bring them out because then
they close it all off for certain matches.
I found it weird because there was queues of people going for a whiz before they were
on the bridge.
And I just like...
But I don't get it. Like, actually, the toilets... Because it's a new-ish stadium, there's loads of...
But that would happen
toilets.
On match day, I'm guessing.
But
it's like, just,
no, but I thought it would because there's a lot of people there. Otherwise, they're just going to wee all over the floor.
I think that's all the pub lot that have come out. The fresh air's in, they're going to...
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That's when you need to go...
It was just, you know, like it's a nice area. And then I just thought, bit scary.
And then the port is always...
So talking about loos, there was the thing that's really... the thing that's...
That's an old reference.
God, that is such an old reference. Who? That is, yeah.
Exactly.
Rebecca Satch ain't going to know about that one.
Bex.
So
the thing that's blown up recently on social media is about how this woman was just left shocked and confused after her bloke explained urinal etiquette to her. And which is basically the code that all us blokes follow in the world of urinals. And so what he was basically explaining to her is that if you imagine five urinals, okay, guys, right, all in a row, they're all free, which one would you go to?
I'd go to one of the end ones.
Okay, left or right, yeah.
Oh, sorry, so wherever I've walked
so,
in.
So you walked in, you've seen five. Where are you going to go?
What, is anyone on?
They're all empty.
Oh, then I'll just go to the first one.
Left or right? Or
whatever's closest. Left, probably.
What do you mean? No, so there's five in front of you. Would you go far left, far right, middle one to the left, middle one to the right?
Oh, far left.
Far left, yeah, because that's the code.
Or that far left or far right.
Filing from right. That sort of,
So if now you go into the toilet and if there's the far left is occupied, the far right is occupied, where do you go?
Bang in the middle. Number three.
Number three, right. Yeah. If the far left is occupied and then the middle one is occupied, where do you go?
End far right.
Okay, so now if there's three people there, so you've got one, three, and five all booked up.
Yep.
What do you do?
You go with the one who stood not as wide footed.
I like that.
Because I got to look at the gap. I thought, I'm not going to stand with my legs together to try and have a wee.
Would go. Because a lot of people at that moment might just refrain.
No, I go. I don't
care. Satch, would you go?
Between one and three? If that was a case where one, three, and five were taken, I'd see if an actual toilet was free. Like a cubicle.
Oh, you'd go for the...
Yes, there you go. So you go in the cubicle. But if you go in the cubicle, you don't shut the door.
No, you just
keep it open.
Door open.
Now, this girl, her mind was blown. She was like, what? You don't shut the door? Like, no, you don't shut the door. No.
Oh, just for a standing up whiz.
Yeah. Standing up whiz. Yeah, so you don't shut the door. Because everyone can see.
Yeah.
And so we don't shut... But I think she was like, oh my God, this is what goes down in men's toilets.
Yeah. But it's almost like you're saying to the next guy, don't worry, I ain't going to be long.
Exactly. Yeah. Right? Exactly. And it's courteous, isn't it? Yeah. Exactly. And again, she was like, what? You don't shut the door. Why do you not do that? And then when he said the number one rule is you don't engage in chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not thinking people do.
It depends on the football matches, maybe not, but football, West Ham, you might be a little bit cheeky, whatever.
Yeah.
I often, if I'm going into one of those little gaps, two and four, as you put it, right?
Yeah.
I'll go and I go, oh, room for a little one is my standard joke.
Okay.
Which I think is quite funny.
Fine. Right?
And I still, and when a lift is packed, I still, because I tend to be bigger than most people that I meet.
Oh, yeah.
So when the lift, in the lift.
Right.
And then, not in the bus. And then when the lift door's open and it's quite jet packed, I'll go, oh, room for a little one. And I'll go, nice, right, I'll wait for the next one. You know, I think there's no way.
Okay.
But that's just a little joke.
So, so there is that, obviously, the no. So we don't talk.
No.
I'm always slightly against the guy who has to lean and put his hand against the wall. I don't know. That's not me.
That's all of that is all splashback.
And also, that's slightly at the Buddha age that starts happening, isn't it? Because I've been in the toilet with Alan Brazil. I've been in the toilet with some of these older presenters, and they just like it's like a hands-free thing that they're doing, and one hand's leaning on it.
All I got to say,
side panel.
All I got to say
is touch that porcelain side little divider.
Oh, some people have you not seen it? Now people just lean on that.
Just know that is full of pee and other stuff.
Well, you know when? Okay, so when you obviously with the boys with Milo and Logan, you go into the toilet. And they might pee. And obviously, it's already bad sometimes. I need to pee, but I've got to let them pee first, right? So you're going to go, hurry up. And then I want to chat. Dad, you know, I've got to just hurry up. Just finish it, right? Mm. They finish the pee. And then I go, wash your hands. Stand there. Mm. Stay there. Mm. Don't touch nothing.
Right.
Don't touch the sink. Don't touch the towels. Whatever.
Which is pretty difficult for children.
Yeah, it is. I turn around, have a wee, and they're leaning against the wall. I'm like,
why are you doing that?
And you know what? And then I'm messing up. I go, you can see that? You got piss all over your back now.
Oh, I love
it. You're like, piss all over your back. That's what you're gonna have. I said, don't. But then I don't want to create OCD kind of vibes in them as well. Like they're scared.
But Tommy, they need to know that. They need to know that.
Yeah, thank you.
So can I ask you one more question? Because this is now.
Don't
personal.
Lean or touch anything unnecessarily. I'm even worried about sometimes, you know what? I'm because trainers. I don't want to walk in stuff as well. I'm so careful.
That's hard.
You
are walking in wee in the toilet.
I know, but do you know when you see stuff on the floor, I'm avoiding that one totally.
Okay, sometimes there's theatres that we do shows at where the only toilets are for everyone. So people are waiting to see me and then I'm in the toilet.
And they see you.
And their sees will come out and go, oh, what's going on, brother? You ready for the show? While I'm weeing.
Oh, while you're weeing.
While I'm weeing.
Because that is a hard one, isn't it? Like what if you see like an ex-footballer, because obviously at working, you know, where I am and next to Talk Sport toilets and stuff, there's always football legends while you're having a wee.
Yeah.
And some of them like to chat while you're having a wee. And, you know, some good chat going on. Some people you don't want to disturb. But it is a bit annoying, though. I'm guessing that it's really annoying when they come and chat to you because, like, you know, you might be just giving it the shake and finishing off. And then
same when I'm at a wedding or something. people always in there. Like, oh, well, yeah, why don't you play this? Yeah.
Can you do a little mix while you're having a wee?
Yeah, innit?
Yeah.
Can I just ask the last question on the urinal code for me, which I have to face every day at work, is that there's only four urinals.
Right.
So what is the order of where you would go? Would you go 1, 2, 3, or 4 first?
Oh, you go one.
One and four.
One and four. Oh,
they're one and four.
Yeah, we've established
and,
the
and
end
then,
ones.
And then one and four. Would you have a preference, 2 or 3?
No, I in general, things like that, I don't care. I think it's quite, you know, sorry, let's just say it. I'm quite comfortable.
You're with quite just open the zip and get
it. I'm that guy on stag do's. I will walk into the room, nunga patanga. I'll give the stag a lap dance.
Oh my God.
Nunga patanga. Yeah, I've done that. I've done all that, right? So, you know, it's often, it's not unheard of. Yeah. And you know what? It's not just me. Simon's the same. Simon Sandu's the same.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Yeah, he'll be just as outrageous. So he's just
like all those India fans when Quentin the Cock got out and they were like, the cock's out.
Yes. Simon, you know, he's listened to the podcast. You know what stories I could tell him.
I'm not gonna. Give us one. No,
let's get him on.
Just, you know, when he performs.
Well, we could have had, that could have been one of the things we've learned, but we're not gonna get to learn it this week.
Okay, right, fine. What we're gonna share with things we learned.
Can I go first?
Go on.
It's a new phrase that I learned this week.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? I've kind of been seeing it like everywhere, all over sort of Instagram. It's a big thing on TikTok at the moment. It's just everywhere and it keeps popping up on my feed and I don't know why.
Go on.
Do you know what the phrase is?
Go on.
Raw dogging.
Oh, yeah.
That's being rude.
No, it's not.
It's
well, I thought it was.
It sounds rude, but it's not. And it's become the thing that everyone
is
doing.
Tommy, what is raw dogging? If I was to ask you, what is raw dogging?
Okay, like I said, because obviously I travel around, I watch TikTok videos, and I saw something come up recently when, yo, I'm just going to raw dog that. But you're right, it wasn't rude, but I can't.
No.
It's something like, this isn't right. Let's say, oh my God, I don't know why I'm saying this. Eating something with a wrapper on. Like I'm just going to have it as it is. Not mess up, no frill.
I think that like you can raw dog a lot of things, but I think in the context of where I'm seeing it is where you're on a plane.
Yes.
So you're raw dogging on a plane.
You stay awake. That's what it was.
No.
So what I saw was raw dogging on a plane was you put the map on.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
what I saw.
So there's no headphones, music, no films.
No films.
You're sat there for 6, 7, 8,
and I think drinking
hours.
Barney only, I think it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And you're just watching the map.
Right.
God, could you do that? Could you do that?
No, but that, sorry.
To be fair, that's what you did back in the day.
No, but I don't get it.
Why could
you do that? Why would you do that? I have no interest in doing that. You've got entertainment, you've got music, you've got drinks and food. And you're like, I know. Let's just stare at the screen.
Because this is what the new social media generation is doing. It's like, you know, it's like an achievement if they don't look at their phone for a day. So this is like, oh, well, can you get through 7 hours without actually, using your brain to like open and not take a photo?
It is. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a silly thing to do.
Yeah.
But Like,
you fancy a challenge though, Sad. Go on. Next time you go to Dubs.
I thought about it.
I want a raw dog video.
I don't think I could do it, Gedge.
It's hard, isn't it?
I just don't think I could do it.
Your eyes would start watering.
And you can't sleep, do you say?
No, I don't think you can.
Yeah, no, I think you have to stay awake. That's hard. Can you imagine raw dog into Australia? My God.
Well, okay, so right, raw dog is your new term. Kedge, what's yours?
My one is, and the thing that I learned this week was that one of the biggest animals, mammals that we know on this planet is the whale, right?
Yeah.
Massive.
Mm.
What percentage of its body is fat?
What percentage of a whale's body is fat? Well, they talk about the blubber, don't they? So blubber is the thing. And there's a lot of blubber, whale blubber. They hunt for that blubber. I don't know what they use it for.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go quite high.
Yeah.
So it's obvious. It wouldn't be like, oh, they're not muscular.
Yeah. Satch, you can have a little guess.
I'm going to go 80% blubber.
Okay.
Fat.
Wow.
8% fat. Satch, you want to go higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower.
Okay, where are we going?
No, I'm just going to go lower.
Just lower. Well, you're correct. You do win that game because it's just 9%.
Yeah, I was going to say something small.
Body fat.
Oh, the other way. Yeah.
9% body fat. And they're exactly. There we go.
But whales are that much muscle.
Right. Now, the reason why I learned about this is because, and I thought this was quite fascinating, is that there is no such thing as rubbish food that the natural sort of, you know, animals and all are eating. Hence, they don't suffer from obesity or any illness, which the humans that we are now all struggling with, right, because of the diet we eat. And they did this experiment where if they gave rats, and if they gave birds, the food that we are eating, all this processed food, the rat would increase 40, within a month or something, it was like 49% of his body weight straight away, and birds would not be able to fly.
Right.
Oh.
And you're like, oh.
That's what we're...
Like, but they don't have this because they're just eating natural food. And so imagine a whale being that big and it's still very lean because they're not eating this bakwas that we are being. So if they injected all the processed food that we're eating, this is what animals would look like.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that could be the reason why we're bloody all dying off or fighting each other.
No, this is why we've all got all of these problems and all these issues.
Very Eddie Abeyu.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but no, I'm not. That's not me telling you not to eat or anything like that. I just think about your diet is what I'm saying. And actually, if you really want to take it further, the three things that basically
nuts, berries.
Well, no, but three things that basically add to why whales and all these people they don't have all this issues that we have is because
they're swimming all the time.
Well, they're not eating the SOS, which is salt,
sausages,
salt, olive oil or oil. And sugar.
Sugar.
SOS. That's good.
SOS.
My thing is, this week I learned that you know Ralph Lauren.
Oh yeah, God, I haven't. Who wears anything Ralph Lauren?
I don't know, I still do. I'll tell you why I mainly do.
What do you have, Ralph Lauren?
Like just the odd polo shirt. You know,
that's about it though, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't
think. I remember I had a Ralph Lauren jacket, bomber jacket.
Was it blue and white and red?
Yellow and black.
Yeah, okay. So it's always quite
a Disco Dandy are special, that one.
Yeah. But what's Ralph Lauren's real name? It's Ralph something else.
Oh.
Do you know it? Because it's quite funny.
Who's Lauren?
He's made it up.
Oh. Is it his girlfriend's name or something?
No, he just made it up because
it's a good name.
His actual surname starts with an L, but it's Lifshitz.
Luingo.
Huh?
Lifshitz.
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 Right.
Was it Ralph Lifshitz was his name.
Wow.
L-I-F.
I won't wear that.
S-H-I-T-Z. Lifshitz.
Lifshitz.
Ralph Lauren. Lifshitz. Ralph Lifshitz.
Ralph
Lifshitz. And he's like, well, that ain't going to work. Yeah. And he went Ralph Lauren and made it
work. Ralph Lauren.
Oi, Lifshitz. That's what you're wearing. You're wearing a Lifshitz. I think, you know what? If you were smart, you'd release a clothing company just called Lifshitz now and go, there you go.
Oh, it would work now.
And instead of a horse, you'd have like a donkey.
Anything would work now.
Yeah.
That would work.
As a spin-off on it and make it look like and go, what?
What was the best Ralph Lauren thing that you owned? Come on, guys. While we were on it.
I used to wear Ralph Lauren polos back in the day.
I didn't. I think I might have had a Ralph Lauren. Do you remember everyone had a shirt?
Yeah.
Because they had colourful shirts, didn't they?
But they were a nice cotton.
Oh, it was good cotton, yeah.
And this might make me sound really tacky, but the Super Dry shirts also had a nice cotton. It's like
I've never done that.
I don't know, it's a nice sort of feeling.
Ralph Lauren.
I do like a Marks & Spencer shirt nowadays.
Do you? Is that where to go?
I know, I'm getting old.
What the England squad wear.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, that's why it's so like, rubbish.
You can't actually go wrong. They sort of fit very well.
Yeah, that's what Southgate wears. That top that he wears with
Thank
the zipper.
Nice. Yes. It's good enough for a winning world, for a Euro champion winning manager. It's good enough for me. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time. And cheers for listening, everyone else. I don't know if there are any tickets left, so I'm just going to put this out there anyway. The 14th of September. Oh, I met someone on the weekend. Came to a show and she said, she was like, at Solihull.
Yeah.
And she's coming down to London for our live podcast on the 14th of September.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't there a group last year that came down from, was it Cambridge or something, or Ipswich?
Oh, there was somebody who came down from a train. It's a proper train.
And they were getting on the bus. Remember afterwards?
And they were
going to
get the bus. Yeah. Well, I feel like saying Scotland, but it wasn't that far.
It wasn't that far.
No. But it was far.
It was
well,
far.
Well,
if they're coming back.
It's appreciated. And I always said it to the audience as well. So, you know,
there is a few, handful left.
I think there will only be a handful, but they're going to go. So if you do want to come, just grab your tickets. You can look, ring the venue. I'll find out how many tickets are left. And if you feel like you can risk it for a little bit longer, risk it. But I really think they're going to go. So I think they must be into the final 20, 30 odd now.
And when's your the thingy happening?
Don't worry about it. I'll tell the people.
We need to know about it.
Next week.
It starts on the 13th of July.
Yeah, because that's soon. You should talk about it.
That's what we spoke about. We have spoken about that. Yeah, that's why you're DJ.
I'm so out of my comfort zone.
You're not.
On this one.
We've seen the video. Yeah. We've seen the video.
I know you have.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Why? Why are you out of your comfort zone?
Because I'm acting, bruv. I've got love interest. I've got to do a
man
love.
Is on the bus.
I've got to do a love.
This guy's going to be in like Bollywood film soon. Netflix production. You know what I mean? Yeah. Domi Mundi. He's going to be there, bruv.
Look, the fact is, I've now got an acting agent. I've now done
this. You've got an acting it, bro. This is
I've
big
got
time
a profile on Spotlight, which is where actors go.
Yeah, you know, Spotlight.
Like, and that's a thing.
I'm used to subscribe to Spotlight back in the day.
Yeah, you know what? I did briefly, and then I realised I'm not an actor.
No, because
it didn't really work.
No, not because
you're presenting.
Yeah, presenting. Yeah.
But back then,
and also the Spotlight jobs. Yeah, you get jobs.
That was when it was the one place. It was like the directory.
Yeah.
For
no jobs. Asians in it. No Asians in it.
No, bro. And proper headshots. You've got to get proper headshots. Proper headshots.
Like, and what about now? Huh? Bare Asian.
I'm like, can I not just blow up my passport photo? Yeah. They're like, no, you need a proper headshot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now we're
black and white.
Like, everything's
everywhere. So why are you worried about it?
What? No. Look, I'm doing 4 dances.
You can remember all that dancing.
I'm one of the lead actors. Listen, you guys and people listening to this podcast, you know me. You just said it yourself. I wing everything, but you can't wing this because I also realise, and they told me about this week, I change the lines every time I do them.
Oh, because of Hindi words.
No, Tommy.
No, because I like to freeze.
Ad-lib,
And also, I'm from a radio background. We don't repeat scripts.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the same in my stand-up. My stand-up's never exactly the same.
Right.
Some things are a bit the same, but the best bit I love about stand-up is talking to the crowd and finding things and free-falling.
Makes sense.
So this is learn it because I got the other guy. You know, by the way, the main lead guy who plays Karan, he's a proper Bollywood and he's got he's got the voice all like this and he's kind of looks apart and then all the girls are so pretty and they're all doing their devil.
I'm going to be there on the first night.
Yes, you are.
To watch you.
I'll come along as well.
You know what?
Is what you're talking about, the 13th, where he's DJing.
But the 13th is it's at the Beck Theatre in Hayes in West London.
Right.
And it runs for about 10, it runs for 10 days. There's 10 shows. There's a couple of afternoon shows on Saturdays and Sundays if you want to come with younguns.
On the 13th, there's an after party that I'm DJing at.
Basically. So on that night show, and that's when now my sisters and my missus and that are coming.
So if you do want to come on the Saturday night.
And that's the opening. But I did say to everyone, I said, you want to come a couple of nights in where we've kind of a bit more rehearsed and a bit more relaxed. So look, Ken just straight to his diaries on his calendar.
I'm free.
He's putting that. Okay, done. All right, so maybe you could help Satch DJ. You could record a Bollywood songs for him.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Bruv, you're not allowed me.
No, it's the same at Latitude. That's what's going to go down.
Honestly, security, I'm going to keep him away from me.
All right. No, okay. Well, if you are coming to it, if you've got your tickets, I'll see you there. And we'll have a good time regardless. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to enjoy
it. I'm looking forward to it.
But, you know, it's like it's well and truly new territory. When I had a moment, I did a dance session. I couldn't move for a day. Mm. And I was like,
what do you mean?
Like I was just so achy the next day.
Oh.
And I'd only danced for an hour. And I was like,
really?
What am I? You know, you have this little moment. What am I doing?
How did? As you said, you're a winger and a blagger, so.
I think I might be all right. We'll see.
If you're a winger, can you play for England?
Hey! You want to do another joke?
No, that's
rubbish
joke.
That's it.
There was this one, but I've forgotten it now. So
it's about penguins.
No, we got loads of messages, by the way, about that. We got about Kedge getting cussed for. When he said, what do you call a penguin in pairs?
Paris.
No, which way was it? Which one?
I said, what do you call two penguins in Paris?
That is it. But it was what do you call two penguins in pairs?
Pairs.
Yeah. I forgot what the joke was now. But your delivery was funnier. Anyway, until next week, boys and girls,
laters.
Have a good one. Laters.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.